welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another post from the unofficial station of the Post-Obama Nation on Radio Free America, your first choice for current news and interesting views about the rebirth of America after the end of the Barack Obama presidency, if indeed he ever legally takes the White House.
Hello, fellow Americans. It's the second day of June in the year of our Lord, 2010, and I'm glad
you can all make it.
And this is the culmination of a series of three podcasts where you're going to learn something really important. One of the most important things you'll ever know for yourself, for your family, and for your entire country. One of the most important things you may ever own is a piece of sheepskin.
No, I'm not talking about your college diploma.
I'm talking about a piece of parchment that lives deep underground in one of the most secure locations in the world. In fact, it's under the Library of Congress. Maybe you've seen it. It's called the Constitution. The Constitution is a document that gives you ownership of this country. It gives you ownership of your privacy. It gives you ownership of your own personal life. And it gives you ownership of your personal religion, too. In fact, it makes absolute statements that nobody can take away your freedom as an American citizen. And it guarantees so much more. As I've pointed out to you in other podcasts, without it, the United States would simply not exist. So I really recommend that all of you read it, so you can see how much freedom you really own as an American citizen. And among all the other interesting things in it, there's this one, from Article 2, Section 1. And I read as follows. No person, except a natural-born citizen, or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution, shall be eligible to the office of the President. So what kind of freedom does this give you? Well, it gives you freedom from anybody who's not a natural-born citizen being president, because they're not president. It's so simple, really. And just last week we found out, I think unequivocally, that Barack Obama is not a natural-born American citizen by any definition. And Obama himself refuses to prove otherwise, in spite of the courts demanding that he do so, if at all possible. So, the question then becomes, what do we do now? If Barack Obama is not the president, and that's the way it's really looking right now, what should we do about it? It appears that the Supreme Court, according to Clarence Thomas, is actually avoiding the issue. Congress, while they've held meetings about McCain's eligibility, simply refused to do anything about Obama's. And the press, that venerable old watchdog on the government, well, that dog seems to be asleep or dead or something. But you know what? Maybe it really doesn't matter that they are all refusing to take their responsibility, because the Constitution, after all, doesn't give ultimate authority to them. Oh, no. Ultimate authority is in the Constitution. And that Constitution isn't for the government. That Constitution is for the people. And that's you and me. And if the government isn't according to that Constitution, then we're in charge, aren't we? Now, for those of you who like lots of government, don't worry. There's still legitimate state, local, and other kinds of government. And of course, there is still the police, the military, and so on to protect us. So I think everything's gonna be all right. We just know pretty much for sure that we don't have an administrative branch. But what about the other branches of government? The Senate, the Congress, and the Supreme Court? And who would be the real president now? Normally, the answer would be a no-brainer. I mean, it would be Joe Biden, right? He's vice president. But to really sort this mess out, we're going to have to go back in time and see just how we got here in the first place. Now, a little investigation has turned up the fact that when Barack Obama's so-called candidacy papers were filed in the various states of the Union, there was a little problem. For the first time in history, there were actually two versions of this form filed with the different states. One for Hawaii, and one for all the other states. What was the difference? Well, the one in Hawaii said that Barack Obama was a constitutionally valid candidate. The other states, well, they didn't quite get that assurance, it seems. That verbiage is not on the paper. It looks like the DNC, or Democratic National Committee, actually knew that there was something not quite on the up and up going on, and they thought that perhaps in Hawaii they could make it appear that Barack Obama was a citizen, while they didn't want to take that chance with the other states and get themselves into any more hot water than they absolutely had to. That means Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, they knew that Barack Obama was not actually a valid constitutional candidate for the presidency, and yet they pushed him into the presidency anyway. Well, that can't be right, can it? In fact, Nancy Pelosi's own signature appears on the statement given to Hawaii that Barack Obama was a constitutional candidate, or supposedly so. And graphologists have determined that when she signed that paper, by the looks of her handwriting, she knew that she was lying. And so here is the problem. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are the next two people in line for the presidency. And yet, they seem to have been part of the conspiracy to get a non-constitutional candidate elected to be the president in the first place. I think that means that they're not actually eligible either, because it would be, well, fraud, wouldn't it? And Joe Biden, well, there's also the problem there that he's only in the vice president spot because a person who's not constitutionally valid got there in the first place. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. But hold on, it gets even worse. You see, the court subpoenaed not only Barack Obama, along with all his aliases, they also subpoenaed the DNC, or Democratic National Committee. The courts, after all, just wanted to get to the bottom of who this Barack Obama guy really is during the election. And what happened does not paint a pretty picture for the DNC and all its members. You see, they refused, along with Barack Obama, to answer the court at all. Legally, this means that all the allegations that are listed in the complaint filed with the court are deemed admitted. In other words, legally, they acknowledged that it was all true, i.e., that Barack Obama is not a natural-born citizen, so no legitimate administrative branch, and nobody to replace Obama who doesn't have dirty hands as well. But let's get back to the Supreme Court for a second, shall we? Disturbingly, it seems that the papers filed by the courageous attorney, Orly Tates, have mysteriously disappeared in the hands of the Supreme Court clerks. Also, consider this.
The importance, I've told you in the past, but I feel a little uneasy about having a hearing for the Supreme Court, but the public understands. The public understands the importance and what the bearing has on the future of our country. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman, and it is always an honor being here.
Yes.
You and I have been at this together for a decade and a half. And
I'm glad to hear that you don't think there has to be a judge on the court of appeal, because I'm not a judge. I have never been a judge.
And you don't have to be born in the United States, so you never have to answer that question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you haven't answered the one about whether I can serve as president, but you answer this one.
We're evading that one. We're giving you another option.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Emerson.
Oh, yes, believe your ears. That's Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court admitting that they're evading the issue of Barack Obama's basic eligibility. Now, the Supreme Court, like any other court, isn't there to make the law. They simply are supposed to enforce it. And the Supreme Court is refusing to enforce this part of the Constitution. But it's still the highest law of the land. nevertheless.
So with the administration and even the Supreme Court having utterly failed, and Congress and the Senate being whipped and intimidated into incurable bureaucratic inertia, whose job is it to enforce the Constitution? The answer may surprise you in our next amazing podcast.
Well, my fellow Americans, that's all we have time for today. So until next time, be of good cheer, love one another, and keep your powder dry. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to our RSS feed at postobamanation.blogspot.com, and don't forget to tell your friends. Post-Obama Nation's bumper music is the Cyan Blues, courtesy of Weldon and Brennan. The Post-Obama Nation is not affiliated with the Obama Nation of Desolation or any other news broadcast.